welcome to Fork Off. This is the pilot episode of a podcast especially for Patreons, just for you, especially for you, as someone once sang, God, I'm forgetting already, doesn't matter. This is a podcast where myself, Adam Cook, and three people from God is a Geek, who I will introduce momentarily, are going to rank foods. So, we are the Fork Off Rankers. As I say, I'm Adam Cook, and I'm joined by ranker Adam Carroll.
Pleasure to be here, Adam Cook. Pleasure.
I'm glad that you are treating this with the correct tone and importance that it demands.
Absolutely.
I am joined by Forker Christopher White.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
I'm glad to hear that you too, Chris, are being pleasant, but also doing it properly. And bringing up the rear in fourth place here is Nicola Ardron.
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm very excited to be here.
I don't know why I read you last. I'm sorry, Nick. I don't know why I said you were bringing up the
bringing
rear.
Bringing up the rear.
I don't know why. It would have made more sense if Adam was doing it. I don't know why I said that.
I'm hoping that...
Tone's already gone down.
I'm hoping that I'm bringing the appropriate level of gravitas.
You are, Nicola. Thank you for doing that.
You are.
To this essential podcast.
Mm-hmm. It is. This is the key to our Patreon dominance, that more people will hear about this and go, fucking hell, I've got to get involved in this. But before we get involved with any ranking of foods, there is a really important thing that, being the pilot, the very first episode, we really have to get out of the way. All four of us are from different backgrounds, different ages, but most importantly, geographically different locations. And that means the title of this podcast sounds very different depending on where you're from. I'm a soft southern person from down south, the southern part there, and I just call it Fork Off. Adam Carroll, how would you... No, actually, we'll come to you last.
Thank you.
Christopher White, how would you say it?
Fork Off.
Not too dissimilar to myself. A little more... You sounded slightly more dismissive. Nicola Ardron, how would you say it?
Fork Off.
Very much firm, and as if both hands were on someone's shoulders saying it right to their face. I like it. Adam Carroll.
Fuck off.
No pretense. Just dropped the O and the R and replaced them with a U and a C.
There you go.
Brilliant. This week, fortnightly, this is going to start off fortnightly and we'll go from there. We'll see how it goes. But we'll be discussing three foods every week. No, I've just said it again. Every fortnight. Every episode. Let's just go with every episode. Every episode, three foods are on the table. And we will rank them. And the next episode, it will be six. And we will, some point, come to the conclusion that this item is the best food thing ever. This week. No, this episode. Fucking hell, Adam. Parsnips, sour cream and onion Pringles, and crunchy peanut butter. And I want to specify how important it is that it's crunchy peanut butter. Let's get into it. Let's start with parsnips. Chris White, how do you feel about parsnips?
To be honest, mate, I fucking love parsnips.
Do you indeed?
I adore a good parsnip. It could be a nice crunchy one. It's been in the oven for a tad too long, or it could be nicely cooked and soft and firm. Like I love it any which way but loose. I love a good parsnip.
Sure,
and I have it with every roast dinner. There's always a parsnip. Every roast dinner. Yeah,
it's controversial, and I'm going to hold on to that. I think that's a controversial statement to make. Say you have it with every... You're going to stand by that. You're not making
I
that
do.
Every roast dinner.
Every roast dinner, yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Nicola, how do you feel about a parsnip?
Love a parsnip. Love a parsnip.
Favourite method of...
Roasted.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the only one, I suppose, isn't it? I mean,
with a little bit of honey. Well, see... Do you want me to get into detail now, or should
hold it
a bit?
Absolutely.
So,
I like
a roasted parsnip, but at Christmas I treat myself with a little bit of honey. Roast them in honey.
Very nice.
Beautiful. I love them because, as an enduring memory of the first time I ever had a parsnip, was I thought it was a roast potato, and I was pleasantly surprised.
I think that's everyone's first memory of it. Like, what? This
potato
looks weird.
Surprised, and I was like, "This is not a potato. What is this? It's a parsnip."
Okay. Okay, so two positives so far. Adam Carroll.
Well, I'm just going to definitely add in a third positive here. I think they're absolutely banging. Banging all together. So they're so banging that before recording this exact episode, I had 20 parsnips put into my garden.
Hell. What?
Now, to clear that, to just be clear,
yes,
you mean 20 items on your plate that were from parsnips, not 20 actual parsnips. Because obviously you get a parsnip and you tend to get 4 bits out of each one, don't you?
Well, yeah, like if I had 20 okay. full parsnips, I think I'd be dead. But, you know,
yeah,
I had 20 nice strips of parsnips and I threw them on a tree.
Is that the official?
Well, batons?
Strips, it's quite hard to. Well, it's just parsnip
batons.
Strips is a bit of a tongue twister, I think. Parsnip strips.
Parsnip strips. Look.
Just me then, okay.
They're in my belly now. I don't really care what I call them. They were absolute, like, just a pure delight. A bit of sea salt on top of that. A bit of pep. Off you go. I'm smiling.
No. Hang on.
What's
a minute.
Wrong?
A bit of what?
A bit of pep.
Bit of pep. You did say pep.
Of course I did.
You need to explain what pep is.
Bit of pepper. What do you think it means?
Okay. Well, it's pep is fine, but I just feel like at the age of about 9, you should start calling it pepper. That's all.
Well, do you know, young forever, my friend. You're just old.
Fucking fine. So the parsnip is a vegetable. Obviously, it's a vegetable, as we all know. And did you know it can be eaten raw?
I did not know that.
We should be eating every vegetable raw.
Wait, you cooked yours tonight?
Yeah, I did. Because
yeah, okay,
they're nicer cooked.
I think with the foods on this week's... Fuck me, this episode's list. We need to maybe keep the weird Adamness down a little bit to start with parsnips.
Well, look,
strips.
Look, okay, I love them. Adam Cook, how are you feeling about parsnips? I feel like you're not going to give us a quadrilogy of positives.
I'm not. I've got it's complicated. If my relationship with the parsnips were a Facebook status,
Jesus,
it would be complicated.
What's the problem, no? What did they do to you?
I've gone off them.
What?
Massively
how
gone off
How have you
them.
Gone off them?
So, you know, and maybe we'll come to this in episodes to come, but you know when you get a roast potato, and I think that my personal preference is you want it nice and fluffy inside, but lovely and crispy outside.
Yeah.
Real nice. And, yeah. So the crispy bit on the parsnip tends to be the thinner end. I like that bit. Mm. I don't like the thicker, softer bits, the other end, right? I've gone from really liking them to feeling that they taste a bit woody.
Ah, stop.
I think you've just had a bad parsnip.
Yeah.
No, because this is the last few times we've had a roast. I've gone... And this, just recently, the most recent roast we had, I stopped and I went to my wife, Claire. I said, I don't think I like parsnips anymore, Claire. And she just looked at me a bit disgusted and...
Did you add some pep?
I didn't add pep. I'm not a big fan of dousing my food in a really strong pepper. I tend to just have it with gravy and the rest of the main meat and the other veg. And I am a fan of vegetables. So before anyone says, "Hey, well, who'd think Adam a
well,
fat
no one
man
can judge
would
not that
like
yet? Vegetables. This is the first veg we talked about.
Well,
in
I'm
this
telling
episode.
You, I like vegetables for the most part. There are some I don't. Maybe
can
they'll
I,
come up.
I've got a potentially controversial opinion about a parsnip. I find that the parsnip that's on your plate with your roast is best eaten included with a mouthful of something else.
Stuffing for me,
rather
I think,
is than the... just eating the parsnip on its own.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because what? I think that exactly. little, like there's a hint of sweetness about it that's... Just it seems to complement when it's with another mouthful of something else.
I don't think that's controversial. I think that's...
Is it not?
I'd say that's normal.
It is pretty normal. I've got a thing about... You'll come to realise this during this fortnight's pod, and maybe the following fortnight's pod, is that when I have a meal of anything, very rarely do I ever mix two foods together. I have to eat it section by section.
Mm. Wow, and I genuinely thought Adam was going to be the weird one. And
I'm also really, really funny about textures. Like, if I have a fluffy roast potato, I'll gag a bit. Because potato, like, a lot of potato makes me gag. There's certain foods that I just... Like, I love...
I'm offended.
I love roast potatoes I love, but they have to be like the smaller ones that you get, like, or cut them up smaller, and the kind of outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you're allowed to cut food up, right? You don't just get a roast potato and go wallop.
No, but you know, yeah, but about three roast dinners ago, Burns. I got him from work and gagged. I gagged on a parsnip.
But why? Why?
You
why?
Gagged on a parsnip?
I choked on it and gagged on like nearly.
Did you chew us?
Well, it was. I tend to put quite big mouthfuls in my mouth. And this was just a little too on the large side. And I was hungry. I've been at work all day. Put it in. And I was gasping. Like, my wife didn't have to crack out the old
Heimlich.
I brought it up on my own. But it was a parsnip that did that. And I still eat them. So there's PTSD from eating parsnips. Like, they are indestructible.
Well, I'm glad you still like them, though.
I'm a bit fucking weird.
Yeah.
But just to clarify, Chris, so the parsnip is probably one of the only foods that you would eat with something else.
Oh, no, I'll eat them on their own.
Good man.
Oh, okay.
So hang on, what was the whole point of that story?
You were talking about mixing food up. So I said, I don't mix food up.
Okay. You were saying you're the weird one, not Nicola, I think.
No, right. Oh, yeah.
So something I find interesting at the top of this Wikipedia entry, which is obviously where we get all our data about foods from, because of course, it says not to be confused with cow parsnip or water parsnip.
No,
and
you
I'm not going to click those things. You can't, because you don't. I don't know what those things are, so I can't confuse them. Before we move on to the next food, I do want to ask a question. I said I'd held this. Chris, you said you have parsnips with every roast dinner.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. I think they're seasonal.
Nah.
Have them out of season, that's when they're particularly woody.
I don't think I've ever had an issue with any parsnip I've put in my mouth.
Do you know, 12 minutes, and I was desperately hoping if I led you far enough, you'd say, I don't think I've ever had a woody one. And it didn't work. But
no, this is a professional food podcast.
Yeah. I tried. I just want to say that I tried. But genuinely, I do think the parsnips are seasonal. Am I the only one who thinks that?
They're definitely a wintry vegetable.
Yeah.
I'd have them all the time.
Well, you've established that. Did you really have 20?
You can set them up in the summer.
Yeah, fair play. That's true. You just buy like a bag and cook them and then...
Bought a bag, put them on the pan, and put on a load of broccoli and a load of carrots and off we went.
Nah, that sounds good. What else was on your plate? 20 parsnips?
20 parsnips. I had about...
How big's your plate? Is it like that Alan Partridge one?
It's a big fucking plate, to be honest.
Okay.
The plate is a bit obnoxious. It looks like a sky dish. But like... I had like 20 parsnips. I had like a fair amount of broccoli, a fair amount of it, to be honest. And I had, what was the other fucking thing I had then?
I mean, hopefully it's something good.
Oh, cause... it was carrots. I had so many carrots that I couldn't actually see the parsnips.
Wow. So there's that. And is this all roasted?
Yeah, roasted, put on a bit of spuds and off we went. Happy belly, happy me.
Am I correct in remembering that you are a vegetarian?
Yeah, because if you wasn't, there's no way anyone would eat that. If
don't say that.
I don't know. It's true, I like a little vegetable medley.
Let's move on. Sour cream and onion Pringles.
No doubt.
Now, I don't think we need to repeat the story because... I think it's been told twice on the God is a Geek gaming podcast. Mm-hmm. But no shock to notice that when making our lists of foods, this one was suggested by Mr. Carroll, of course.
Obviously.
So let's ask him, you know, let's take the disgusting depravity away from it and ask if you just... I mean, you obviously like them.
Of course I do. I think they're absolutely amazing. Sour cream are definitely my favourite. I think the flavour is ridiculous. I think... The whole tagline of once you pop, you can't stop is so true, no matter what flavour you pick. But it just, for me, on the sour cream, it's insane. And just on a trivial factor, right? There's over 100 different flavours of Pringles.
Good God, really?
There's over 100 different flavours. One of them being chocolate.
Well, there's... What?
Chocolate there's, Pringles.
There's chocolate Pringles. There's shrimp Pringles.
Well, is that not just prawn cocktail ones? Yeah, but like American.
Yeah, seaweed.
Ooh, now I'm interested.
Seaweed, Philly cheese, onion blossom.
What?
Onion blossom.
I don't know what that is.
Apparently, they have a flavour called Nightstar. Who the fuck knows what that is? Oh, and it's by the way, followed up by its popular brother, Nightclub. What the hell is that? Nightclub and Nightstar. But we're talking about sour cream and onion, gang, and sour cream and onion is absolutely
I'm going to say I am a fan of a Pringle. Yeah. This is not my favourite flavour. But I'm also going to say that I think Pringles were of a time, and I think they've been usurped by better quality of crisps. Your kettle, if you will.
Nah, I don't like kettle.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
All right.
That's it. All right. Okay. So somehow this soft southerner from the south with no money found his way in a Waitrose recently, and I bought some Tyrrells. And they were ridge cut and salt and vinegar ones. And
saucy, Adam. Saucy.
We'll come to those at some point.
I hate ridge cut.
Game change.
Oh, my God. But the flavour. I'm not going to be able to cope on this pod.
But I want to know first off, all right? Okay.
I'm already thinking I'm going to drive to a shop after this and get some crisps. I'm a crisp fiend. I will say that now.
Let's do the quick round of the table here, right? I'm obviously a fan of sour cream onion. Adam Cook, are you a fan of sour cream onion Pringles?
They were originally my favourite flavour.
Okay.
And then the prawn cocktail ones come out, and I can't get enough of those in my mouth at once.
But you appreciate what sour cream onion
I have no problem with sour cream and onion. I haven't had them for a long time, but the last time I had them, they were delicious.
Nicola?
Big fan.
Big fan.
Nice. I think the sour cream and onion, or just the plain. But I will say, I think Pringles are a subpar crisp.
I'm getting there now.
We'll get back to that.
Span my horizon. Okay, yep.
I just want to find out the final verdict. Chris, are you a fan?
I sure am.
All right. So I all sure four am. Of us can all agree here that they had, in some point in their lives, a big, big love for this crisp. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nicola, please continue.
See, they're a bit of a subpart, but they're basically reconstituted crisp, which is why I think your thing that we won't talk about because I'm still traumatised by it.
We'll just call it the baby bird.
Exactly. which is why I find that so difficult, because they are essentially just reconstituted crisps. And out of all of the snack foods, crisps are my thing. I love crisps.
Same. Yep.
And don't get me wrong, once you pop, you can't stop. But I think that's just the crisp thing coming in. But there are better crisps on the market.
Can I ask you a question? This is not a spoiler for future episodes because it's a generic question. Mm. I'm either getting old and not caring, or when you get them share bags, have a word with yourself. You're never sealing them back.
The ones you get where you've got like a little...
No, just crisps in general, where you get like a little sticker that's like, seal these back up for later. Fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm in.
Do you think we are?
I've got a real problem with those share bags because, I'm particularly mad keen at the moment on the Walker Sensations.
Yes. Chili?
Big bags. Yes, my God, yes. The sweet chili, my God. With a nice crisp. I'm so middle class. With a nice crisp
Chardonnay.
Pinot Grigio.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chardonnay.
No.
Okay.
Oof. And them crisps. And the problem is with the... You have a couple of glasses of wine and then all of a sudden all of your care and attention about what it is 100%. You're eating and shoving in your gob goes. And give me some crisps.
Oh.
A salty snack.
Yep.
With a bit of wine and that bag's gone. That bag is gone.
I don't think I've ever opened a grab bag and it's not been gone, or a share bag.
No, it's them big share bags, them like kettle chip
the big ones,
size bags.
Yeah, like I say, or the Tyrrells or whatever, yeah.
They're gone.
Do we want to... I think it's clear how we feel about sour cream and onion Pringles. Do we want to add anything to it, or do we want to move to the third food?
I'm happy to move to the third.
Okay. So every time there's always going to be one that can be controversial, and I got a feeling this is going to be the one, and that's why I made it very clear that this has been suggested that this one is crunchy peanut butter. Christopher White,
crunchy peanut butter. Yes, I in general, peanut butter is like my favourite food. Not just out of a jar, but like Reese's Pieces chocolates are like crack.
But it's important to note, listeners, we're not ranking those.
No. I'm just giving you a little bit of background. Bit of background on my love of peanut butter. So when it comes to crunchy peanut butter, there is it's incredible on well toasted, like number four, Thomas. peanut butter on that kind of bread, spread thickly on like doorstop toasted bread.
I think it's important for me, if we're having crunchy, it has to be fresh bread.
Oh, what? Like,
I think it has to be like a fresh loaf that you've cut up, like you say, a doorstop. Because I think if you're using crunchy with kind of like a Tesco's just loaf,
no, you've wasted.
It's going to tear it to pieces.
Yeah, you need to be able to spread it, and you're going deep into that slice with a knife and your butter. It's just going to be a mess. You need something that's going to support it, and a good doorstop loaf.
So I'm just going to say this outright before we even get to Nicola and Adam. Massive peanut butter fan. I'm with you, Chris. Massive.
Mm.
But smooth.
Okay.
Now I'll eat crunchy if there is no alternative, but I'd probably choose a different snack over a crunchy peanut butter sandwich or, you know, a bagel with some crunchy peanut butter. Well, a bagel maybe I would have crunchy on. I would go smooth. Now we're not ranking smooth, but because if we were ranking smooth, I would go specific brand wise, and I would say Skippy's. But we're talking crunchy. And I'm a bit worried that when it comes to popping these in a top three so far, I don't know how far I'm going to go with you, but let's hear what Nicola thinks of crunchy peanut butter.
It's the only way to eat peanut butter, in my opinion.
Well, I thought I was going to be the... Mm. I thought Chris was going to be the one on his own, the controversial.
No,
Nicola's
it's the only way to eat it. I mean, yes. It's a bit like people who don't drink orange juice with bits in. Sup with you.
Oh.
Sup with you.
Yeah, those people, eh?
What's the matter with you?
Weird people, them. What weirdos?
Weirdos.
How strange.
Oranges have bits in them. Get over it.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Peanuts are
just solid. Just moving orange juice down the list for a couple of months' time. For no particular reason. Okay, well, I think Nicola's very much on board with Chris.
I'd like to say, though...
Mm.
That I love peanut butter. Mm. However, I struggle to eat it because I can't swallow it.
No, you're right. I get what you're saying.
I can't swallow it. And
it's very cloyy, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Now, also, I have a condition which means that I produce not very much saliva in my mouth. So you can imagine with somebody who doesn't have a lot of moisture to masticate my peanut butter.
I wondered where.
Yeah.
I wondered.
Yeah.
I struggle to eat it. I struggle to swallow, lads, when I'm eating peanut butter.
I suppose it's best that you said that because.
Absolutely.
It was going to get. We were going to get there, weren't we? Let's just say it.
Yeah.
So
I always have
fan.
To have a glass of water or a nice cup of tea, you know, just to rinse it down.
Where would you stand on a bit of crunchy peanut butter on a Jacob's cracker? Because that's super dry, but
you just said it's super dry. Nothing super dry is good.
We haven't
put peanut butter on a cracker.
We've not discussed like the possibilities while baking and using peanut butter in like a chocolate brownie. You ever tried that?
Oh,
yeah.
See, I like peanut butter so much that I would just have like a teaspoon. I go and like
now I could do that with crunchy. Yep.
And it's that
and Nutella are about the only two things.
Yeah.
I think you can get away with that with.
Oh no, Lotus spread. Fucking hell!
What?
Lotus spread. You know the Lotus biscuits. There's little Lotus
biscuits.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
I do.
Mean,
I think
yeah.
I know
that
what
in
mean,
a
yeah.
spread is dangerous. But yeah, that's another time. But fucking hell, that's
before,
another one.
Before we get to Adam Carroll's feelings on crunchy peanut butter, just very briefly, if Nicola and Chris, would you have a preference brand wise? I would go Sampat for crunchy. I think.
I'm not too fussy, to be honest. I find that very dry. I'm not too fussy, but I like it. Yeah, probably Sampat because I like my like more of a butter ratio, more of a wet.
Sampat is good. Mm. I will admit Sampat is good, but I've been experimenting lately because I've had a bit of a crisis of confidence over the use of palm oil, And right. I've tried a few different flavours. And I can't remember the name of the brand, but there's a really okay. nice organic one with, like, ethically resourced yeah. palm oil stuff. But that's okay. very nice. The butter content is a bit lower, though. It's not as...
So it's a bit drier or harder to spread?
It's just a bit rougher than some part.
Right, yeah, I know. Yeah, I find Tesco's one's a bit like that. It's just a bit, yeah, grittier.
Yeah.
Would you both go for the whacking great jar, or would you just have a sort of, you know, jam jar sized?
Just a jam jar size.
Yeah, just a jam jar size.
Okay, well, look, we've put it off long enough. I've got a feeling I know how he's going to go, and I've left him for long enough. Adam Carroll, crunchy peanut bar.
I'm going to be on the side of Chris and Nick.
Oh, hey. Okay. I'm sorry for putting you off for so long. I thought you were going to hate it. I'm sorry.
Nope, I think crunchy peanut butter is the only way. And
wow, Nicola said that too.
Thanks very yep. much, Adam.
And if I'm honest, one of my favourites is actually the Tesco one. I do love the Tesco wow. crunchy peanut butter.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I mean, wow. I think I'm the only person who's even been slightly negative on any of these foods. Nicola wasn't too sure about the constitution of a sour cream and onion Pringle.
I just think it's subpar crisp.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Let's not get mean, though, Nick. Okay.
I know. I'm with her. I wouldn't. I'd maybe pick it if it was like a you know, we're having people around and we're having nibbles because they're quite easy to just, there they are. You haven't got to stick them in a yeah. bowl or anything, they're there.
And nobody's having my sensations, Adam.
No, they go, yeah, I'm not going to reveal that they stay in the cupboard for when everyone's gone or another day.
Yeah, they shouldn't really ever come out anyway because they're awful.
Well, no. We're not here to rank sensations. That time will come. No. I'll just put that got down a bad doing there,
so I'd throw something.
It's going to be storing this up for another episode.
Just pop this down
episode.
For episode 527 along with orange juice from Concentrate. With
that episode's coming out in like, what, 2024 or something like that?
At least. I think we're ready to rank these. I think it's time. I've got it in my head. Fuck it, I'm the host, I'm going to suggest this. I think out of these three, I'm going to suggest that number one... it's crunchy peanut butter.
Agreed. Hard
wow.
agree.
Wow.
Didn't see that one coming, did you fuckers?
No.
my rationale is simple. I said I preferred smooth, but I still would eat crunchy. It's still peanut butter, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still peanut butter. Parsnips I've just gone off, and sour cream and onion for me are the middle one here, but I'm going to... Do I have a backing? It sounds like I'm
absolutely.
Being
absolutely. Crunchy peanut butter is number one for me.
Jesus.
Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Are you all right, Adam? Is that pleasure or pain?
Like, here's the thing. I've looked at this list and I went...
Adam, right, I've highlighted it.
I can see you're doing it. The three of these foods
Game
are there,
the
right?
Over again.
But does it seem like a terrible idea? Like, in my yes. head, as yes. the vegetarian, to be going, yes. look... parsnip has to be number one, because I'm sure if we put parsnip as number one, no one's going to listen after this episode ever again if we pick it over the other two. I really can't see many people going, oh yeah, well done, parsnip number one food of all time so far, excellent choice. Like, what's the problem with the Pringle? Like, is it just the flavour?
Pringle's number three, Adam.
There's nothing wrong with
Jesus
it,
Christ,
it's
Nicola.
It's a nice food.
Pringle's number three. Out of these three. I've only got these three food items in front of me. It's peanut butter, parsnip, Pringle.
Peanut butter, parsnip.
Which sounds like the best album Eminem never dropped. Doesn't it?
Do you know what?
Oh, man.
I'm okay with that list if we're going to go for it, because I'll get my own back.
Hang on.
What are you going to do?
Why are you okay with it? You're sour cream man. You are the bird that feeds its baby birds Pringles regurgitated.
But like,
and you're going to take that line
but
down.
But it's going to be in number three. There's still a lot of street cred left within the Pringle. Like
This week,
of course. Episode. But like, I don't want to get too violent yet. Do you know? So...
want to keep your powder dry for another episode? Is
absolutely,
that what it is?
like parsnip gets number two. That's all right by me as well. I'm coming in friendly. I'm coming in friendly. All right.
Oh, it sounds like we have a consensus for number one so far.
I agree with Nick. Parsnip's number two.
Oh, This is my first time on a food podcast, and I'm like, I'm storming through this. I'm excited.
And just for Adam's sake, like, there's nothing wrong with sour cream and onion Pringles. They are amazing. However, it just so happens that the other two are better.
Can I suggest a reason that we would switch parsnips and sour cream round? And I didn't want to play
this card.
You going
off them isn't a reason, Adam.
No, it's not. This is four people here. But this is the reason. I didn't want to play it in episode one. You can get a bad parsnip. You can't really get a bad sour cream.
But you have
Pringle.
You have a bad situation with parsnips at the moment.
Yeah, but like,
if
the
I'm
Pringle,
not voted, fine. I'm just throwing it out there.
The Pringle is just for me. Just it's subpar. The even a bad parsnip is better than Pringle, in my opinion.
Nick, listen. Let's just calm down. Hold up a second here now. I'm agreeing to this list, but let's not get mean on the lads, okay?
I'm not being mean. I mean, they're perfectly... they're okay. Pringles are okay, and I will eat them, and I will eat too many of them, and... what have you, but they're just like, they're reconstituted crisps.
But Pringles are always, they've always been friendly. Like, you bring them around and you can share them with everyone and everyone's kind of happy. If you come around with a fucking tub of parsnips, people are going to go, who the fuck are you?
You ate 20 of them on a plate. Your own argument is undoing you.
damn it.
I think it's there. I'm going to read it backwards and we'll see if there's any issue. We agree with it. And that is the first episode in the books. In third place, the third best food of all time, sour cream and onion Pringles. Second place, parsnips. And the best food of all time ever is crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, boys.
There we go.
Works for me.
Yeah, I mean, I just know parsnips is going to just shoot down the list eventually. And I'll be happy with it then.
Why do you have this? Do you know what? I'm going to be the bigger person here.
Fair enough. I'm not sure what I've done wrong.
Can I ask, was the alliteration of these three items deliberately chosen?
Not at all.
Peanut butter, Pringles, far too much credit. Okay.
That's it. That's the first episode of Fork Off in the books. Now, normally with a title as good as that, I would say at the end of the episode, if you don't like it, you can fork off. I'm not going to do that, as brilliant as that would be, because you're our Patreons and our premium supporters and subscribers. So thank you very much for your continued patronage. Thank you for listening to Four People Talk with the correct level of gravitas about foods, and we will be back in the next episode with three more foods to rank. I'm not going to tell you what they are. You're just going to have to see the episode title where it says what they are, and that's it. Thank you very much, Adam, Chris, Nicola.
Thank you.
Adam, if you wouldn't mind saying goodbye in the way only you can with your brilliant accent when you say it.
Fuck off.